God is good. Thank you for joining this podcast today. I'm reading out of Psalms 100 verse 5, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. My name is Pastor David Lee. I am the pastor here at Wildfire Church in Apopka, Florida. I'm excited. This is our very first podcast here. If you're listening through iTunes or through our website archives, I welcome you. We are so excited to be able to share with you the encouraging Word of God, including many testimonies and messages by various leaders here at Wildfire Church. And who knows what might come across throughout this time. We plan to launch these podcasts at least once every 2 weeks. So we're so excited to be able to share these with you. And I'm so excited about this medium through podcasts that we can share the Word of God, the encouraging love of Jesus Christ through your phone, through your computer, your tablet, whatever device that you're listening to. You're able to listen with us wherever you are. I know I personally love podcasts when I'm on my commute. And it's just a great way to stay encouraged through the Word of God. And we're going to be sharing lots of testimonies from different individuals, lots of messages from different leaders here at Wildfire. And, you know, who knows what we'll come across throughout the time, but we'll be bringing in additional people here to share the Word of God and share encouragement. So that way we are staying strengthened throughout our week, not just on Sunday morning or whenever we go to service, but we are staying connected and strengthened through the Word of God throughout the week. I wanted to take the opportunity of this first podcast and these first few podcasts to share with you and expand upon the vision and mission of Wildfire Church and to explain what was on our hearts, why we went through this name change, kind of give you a brief explanation to our history, and to give you an explanation of to where we are headed down the road. I want to be very intentional about explaining these things. You see it on the wall, you'll see it all over the website, and we will talk about our vision and our mission often because it gives us a lot of purpose as to why we meet together as a church. And it helps bring clarity to the message that we feel that God has placed upon our hearts and the purpose of why we are here as a church. This ministry at its foundation was started by my father and mother, Pastor Scott and Cindy Lee. The church was named New Life Praise Worship Center. It was established in 1993 in a very small home gathering. And from that home gathering, it grew and grew as the ministry grew as a whole. And God really laid a very strong foundation upon this place and went from going to a home gathering to a small shack that was renovated to building our very first building to then adding on to that into the sanctuary we are in now. And I say this all to honor what was done through that ministry and really honor the foundation of where we are headed in the future. Wildfire Church is established on that same foundation. However, when God placed it upon my heart to step into leading this ministry, to kind of step into my calling, I felt that God had placed a very specific vision and mission towards what was to happen for this church in the future and going forward. And so a part of that was even changing the name. So we're no longer known as New Life, we're known as Wildfire Church. And I've had a lot of questions even in the last few weeks as to why we made that decision. And that decision didn't come lightly, but we believe that we're not only expanding on the vision that was established for New Life, but we are running even more towards that vision. The name Wildfire comes from our expectation of what God will do in us personally, and that is expanded throughout our outreach and missions as well. The name signifies an act of refining or removing in ourselves all the pretense and all the impurities and anything that has become dead or hardened towards Him. You know, in nature, wildfires, they will burn furiously through things that are dead. And in that act of ferocity, it's a difficult process that takes place. But out of that, new life is born. And so that analogy of a wildfire was so profound to us when we were originally speaking amongst the leaders of the church here, kind of talking about what direction this church was headed and even this name change. That process of refinement came up very often, this idea of purification and out of that coming something more authentic, more godly, something that God really desired for us. And so that name not only signifies our belief that God is bringing new life and a new authenticity to our ministry, but like a wildfire, God will use this church to spread his goodness across this community of Apopka, Florida and Central Florida, and as well across the world through our missions in Mexico and Belize and Africa and wherever else God takes us. So I'm so excited about these changes, and I promise you, I wanted to take this moment to explain to you that we're not just changing the name of the church to change it for the sake of changing it, but we are doing these things because we want to be intentional with the mission that God has placed upon our hearts, and we want to be very specific, even in our name or in the theming of when you walk in the doors. You're going to see something that's not very Florida-like in the coming weeks as we do this refresh of our building. But I praise God that he has placed upon our hearts such a strong vision for where this church is headed. So I want to share with you, if you haven't had the chance to observe our mission and our vision statement, I wanted to share those things with you today. And I want to start off with our mission statement. This is what we believe God wants to do in every single one of those who are in contact with his ministry. So a part of our mission statement, we believe that God is refining, he is transforming, and he is empowering those in this ministry. And for this week, I wanted to really focus on that first point, refining. And when you go to our website or you look on the walls, wherever we have this posted, you will see that there's a quick description. It says refining, shedding the past by allowing the truth of God to fill us, dismantling pretense, and growing in a more authentic relationship with him. The wording here is very specific, and it's very intentional that we didn't just say things just to say them because they sounded good. The intention of these words is to help express the exact act that we believe God is performing in every life that comes across this ministry. You know, so starting off being very specific, shedding the past by allowing the truth of God to fill us. Then it goes on to say, dismantling pretense. That is very profound, and we felt so strongly about those words because the act of dismantling something or the act of refinement is never easy. It doesn't often feel very good. And this idea with dismantling is that it takes time. When I think of dismantling something, I think of a cabinet or something that you're having to take apart piece by piece. And we're getting rid of the things, the lies that we have bought into, the lies of the enemy, the lies of society. And we're dismantling these things. And we're getting rid of the impurities, the things that have placed this divisive wall in our relationship with the Lord, of growing closer in a more fuller, more rich relationship with him. And so removing all those things and then filling it and growing in a more authentic relationship with him. The whole act of refinement is taking something, purifying it, and making it authentic and whole. So I wanted to focus on that today because I feel like that is the process that we are in right now. That God is taking that which was false, God is taking that which was a lie, and He is removing those things, and He is filling us. He is filling us to overflowing more of Him. Recently, we finished a series on walls here at this church, and we spoke about how walls in their very nature are divisive. And if you think about them just in your own house, how they help divide different areas of your house. And we spoke about that spiritually, what that means to us, how we accidentally, we create these walls of division in our relationship with the Lord. These walls of fear and doubt, walls of sin, walls of complacency. And a part of that complacency, we spoke about in Revelation chapter 3, the letter Jesus inspired John to write to the church of Laodicea. And this is titled, or this is subjected as the lukewarm church. In verse 15, it says, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot, so that then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." Because the church of Laodicea was wealthy, Jesus saw that they had need of nothing. Fortunately for us, Christ provides this spiritual gold, a heavenly white garment. And so He's saying, I have placed before you these things that are spiritual, that are going to lift you up, that are refined and are authentic. You just have to grasp them. You have to take hold and forget about the things that have become old and complacent. And that goes right along with what I feel that God has placed upon the mission of Wildfire Church. To step out of the complacency in the lukewarm water and to step into something that is hot, that is passionate for the glory of God, passionate for His presence, and passionate to share the rescuing power of Jesus Christ. So if you take anything in conclusion from this podcast, I encourage you to remember that through the fire, through the refinement, God is bringing to you new life. You just have to step into it. Which goes to our next week and our next point in our mission, and that is transforming and bringing a new life, embracing that new life and that new truth. And that's something we want to expand upon next time. And I thank you for joining me today. Praise God. He is good. Let me just pray with you. Father, I'm not sure when this podcast is being listened to, where it's being listened to, but Lord, I know your word remains true regardless. And I pray right now that you would be with our listeners right now. Lord, that you would bring encouragement into our hearts, that you are bringing new life and restoration into our lives. And out of this process of dismantling and purification, that you will be glorified in our lives, that something new and greater is on the way. Lord, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard the things that you have prepared for us, but we are stepping out and believing in faith that greater things have yet to come. And we give you praise for this in Jesus' name. Amen.